I want to tell you
About the time I met my online friend, Ben. We met in an internet forum. My name, Mummy Cunt 3. And I'd been speaking to this guy, Ben, for a while. He seemed interested, flirting with me. But he also had a lot of questions about my children. I have three little girls, 5 years old, 7 years old, and eight. And I have to admit, it kind of turns me on knowing that there's dirty pervs out there that look at them, that have nasty thoughts about my little girls. That's why I often dress them the way I do. Just teasingly provocative enough to set those pedos' minds on fire. So, Ben, I'm sorry. My mind goes off sometimes just thinking about dirty men sat on playground benches watching my little girls play. Glimpses up their skirts. Their cute little undies. Or even better, the glimpses at their puffy pussies when we forgot to change their underwear. Or the baggy sundresses when they're bent over give you a perfect view down their little flat chests. So, me and Ben, we had been talking. We had been talking on this forum for a few months. And I decided the time was right to invite him to my home to meet me and to meet the little girls. So he made the trip. He came to my house. And I introduced him to each one by one. So, first of all, I called Sophie into the living room. Sophie is my 8-year-old, the oldest, but still very little for her age. She's still dressed in her school uniform, a blue and white checkered summer dress. With cute white frilly socks. She's got her little blonde hair in pigtails tied at the back of her head, and they bounce as she walks. Come into the living room, Sophie, I say. I have a friend who'd like to meet you. I can feel Ben getting excited, almost quivering with anticipation as he waits for my little girls. And Sophie bounds in. Yes, Mummy? Sophie, darling, this is Ben. He's going to be Mummy's new friend, but he also wants to be your friend. That's okay, right? Sophie nods enthusiastically. I ask Ben what he'd like to see. He asks her to strike a few poses. So she copies all the girls that she's seen in the music videos, one arm bent behind her head, crouching down slightly. I ask her to turn around and bend over as if she needs to tie a shoelace. And that tiny little summer school dress, it rides up just enough to give Ben a peek at her perky little bottom. That 8-year-old bottom, covered in pink Disney princess panties. Thank you, Sophie. You've been a very good girl. Now let's call in your little sister, shall we? Amy. That's my 7-year-old. Amy comes in. She's already in her pajamas. She's a real homebody. She likes to stay home and be comfortable. Her pajamas? It's just a ratty old t-shirt. Barely long enough to cover that perfect little pussy. Hello, Amy. This is Ben. Do you want to strike a pose, just like your sister did? That's it. Show Ben how pretty you are. Amy also has blonde hair. It's a little curlier than her sister's, and it hangs loose, bouncing on her shoulders. All of my girls have big brown eyes. Imagine how good those eyes would look as they were on their knees in front of you. Petite little things, completely flat. And what pose is that, Amy? She's lifted her t-shirt, showing off her navel. She seems to have forgotten that she's not wearing shorts or panties, so a perfect glimpse at that little girl, Cunny. That 7-year-old Cunny. I can see Ben twitching in his pants. This little parade is obviously driving him wild. And why wouldn't it? Two perfect little girls, ready to do anything to please Mummy, and in turn to please Ben. And let's not forget my littlest. My little 5-year-old. She's only just started school, so she spends the morning there and then the afternoon at home with Mummy. She went down for a nap not long ago, but I can go wake her. I come back into the living room, holding my little 5-year-old, rubbing her eyes with sleep. Okay, Emma. This is Ben. He really wanted to meet you. I sit down on the sofa next to Ben, holding my little girl close, turning my body so he can get a better glimpse at her. She has very short blonde hair, bobbed, the same big brown eyes as her sister's. She's a little chubbier. That baby weight. That little baby fat. Hasn't quite dropped off of her yet. She's been sleeping in just some frilly blue panties. The girls are obsessed with Disney princesses, so there's frilly Disney panties all over my house. But this gives Ben a perfect glimpse at her puffy little nipples. It almost looks like she has tits because of the extra weight, but we both know that's not true. As Emma wakes up a little bit, I set her down with her sisters. I put some music on and encourage them to dance and copy the slotty girls on screen, giving Ben a perfect little show. I can feel Ben wriggling, trying to make the boner in his pants more comfortable. I can feel myself getting wetter. My pedo cunt basically dripping at the idea of how this guy is looking at my daughters. And how he looks at the 8-year-old, the 7-year-old, and the 5-year-old in turn. Eyes glazed over with lust. Almost like he wants to reach out, touch them, savor them, taste them. But he doesn't dare. Not yet. I haven't given him permission, and he doesn't want to overstep the line. I don't think he knows how much this is exciting me. How much I'm going to draw it out as my 3 little girls dance provocatively for him. It's like seeing him excited. It makes them want to please him more. They can see him smiling and laughing along with them. They've got his attention, and now they just want to keep it. And I think they'd do anything to keep that attention, especially if Mommy's happy too. You're all doing such a good job. I didn't know you could all dance so well. Yes, Emma, I can see you. Yes. Your jumping up and down is very good. Look at the way she jumps, Ben. You can see her little titties jumping with her. I can see you. Looking at those puffy little 5-year-old nipples. Bouncing every time she hits the floor. And don't forget Amy. In her barely there t-shirt. Every time she lifts her arms. You can see that little pussy. That little 7-year-old Connie. How much is it driving you wild? Seeing this parade of tight young fuck me. I know. I can see it in your eyes. You're a kiddie fucker. You want to fuck my little girls. You want to use their little rape holes. Don't you think Sophie has the most beautiful face fuck hole? How good your pedo cock would feel sliding between those pouty little lips. It's almost like each one has a hole designed just for you. 8-year-old little kitty mouth. Her lips slurping up and down your cock. The baby girl, Cunny. Hey girls. Do you think Ben could come and help us with bath time? Do you see how quickly they trust you? They're going to be so easily manipulated. So easy to use. At least this way. You get to look at them completely naked. Take in every inch of their child bodies. Hmm. Okay. Time to strip off, girls. That's okay. I don't think Ben minds. In fact, maybe Ben might like to strip off too. And yes, I'll strip off too, girls. And if you have any questions about anyone's bodies, we can ask. You know, we're very open here. Mm-hmm. That's Ben's cock. Mm-hmm. Boys have cocks and girls have cunnies. Yes. Yes, Emma, you have a lovely cunny. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to show Ben? Oh, I'm sure Ben would love that. Can you see my 5-year-old sitting on the floor, spreading her legs for you, Ben? Stretching her legs as far as they will spread. And using her little fingers to open up her perfect child pussy for you. Look at that tight little hole. Barely big enough for one finger. Fuck. I see your cock twitching. How badly you want to touch or taste them. Okay, girls. Copy your sister. Yes, let's have a cunny inspection. Sit on the floor. That's it. Spread your legs as wide as you can. Mm-hmm. Good girls. Yeah. And now use your hands to open those puffy little lips. It's like a sushi bar of child pussy. 3 delectable little kitty holes right in front of your nose. And not forgetting their perfect tiny little nipples. Pink little rosebuds on their chests. My 8-year-old showing almost signs of developing into the young lady that she soon will be. The 7-year-old completely flat. And the 5-year-old with the chubby little titties. So, Ben, what do you think of my little girls? That's a good idea. Okay. One more test, girls, okay? And if you pass this, then Ben is going to be our friend. And he's going to teach us all how to feel very good about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stand up for me, then. Thank you. That's such good listening. Okay. Now, all of you, hold on to your bottoms. One hand on each side. That's it. And bend over as far as you can. And pull your bum cheeks apart. That's it. The way all of them are bent over, you can see a glimpse of each of their puffy little cunnies. Those perfect puffy bald lips between their legs. And just a little higher, their tight little kitty assholes. That's the best hole to use, especially when they're young. Stretches. So it's easier to fuck them. Use those little assholes till you come deep inside them. That's what you're thinking about, isn't it? How easily you could just bend each one of them over the table or the sofa or the bed while the other two explore each other, kissing each other tenderly, making each other feel good just like sisters should. You can anally rape the other little girl. Fill her with your pedo cock. Just so that you can feel good. While I watch, knowing that my perfect little girls were made to make pedo's dreams come true. And they all have just enough hair that you can yank on it, make them arch their backs like proper little sluts. Okay, girls. That's very good. I think Ben definitely wants to be all of our friends, right, Ben? I could see Ben leaking pre-cum just from looking at my little girls. I'm just imagining how much of a mess he'd make as soon as I tell him he can touch them. But I think that will be for our next visit. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Sophie. You can all go and get the bath ready now. Make sure to put lots of bubbles in, okay? Good girls. Mommy loves you. Fuck. And now, I want you to tell me everything that you were thinking as you looked at my little girls. Every thought that crept through your pedo mind as you looked at my 8, 7, and 5-year-old daughters and all the things you want to do to them.